Wisconsin recently set its ballots for this fall's elections. All 99 assembly seats are up. So is half the state Senate. When the Republican majority redrew the state's political boundaries in 2011, it virtually assured GOP control of both chambers of the legislature. The maps seemed to solidify districts as either Republican or Democrat, with few toss-ups. Yet, as WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the parties don't seem to be taking many races for granted. Generally, J.R. Ross says this should be a good year for Republicans. Ross is editor of WisPolitics.com and has viewed trends.
You know, you've got the sixth year of President Obama's term. Traditionally speaking, that is a bad year, bad election for the party, the incumbent in the White House. That would mean a bad year for Democrats.
How you doing?
Right.
My name is Paul Farrell. I'm the state senator here. And I'm just out talking to people to find out how you guys are feeling about Wisconsin so far.
State Senator Paul Farrow is shaking hands at a church festival in his district in Pewaukee. He's one candidate who's supposed to breeze through re-election this year, a Republican in Waukesha County. At least 70% of its voters choose GOP candidates.
Now, I never consider any race to be a cakewalk. It's one of those where I don't care what the percentages are. Percentages don't mean anything. It's actual people voting. And that's what we're trying to do, is make sure we get to as many people as possible and let them know where I stand, where my beliefs are.
Farrow says another incentive for encouraging people to vote on Election Day is the governor's race. Incumbent Republican Scott Walker is locked in a dead heat with Democratic challenger Mary Burke, according to a recent state poll. So Farrow says that race gives his party's candidates extra incentive to knock on doors and distribute yard signs. The same goes on the Democratic side.
Fired up!
Ready to go!
Fired up!
Ready to go!
Okay.
The Democrat challenging Farrell in November is Cheryl Shattuck of Neshota. She's attending a rally at party headquarters in downtown Waukesha and will soon head out to knock on doors. Shattuck knows she has an uphill battle for state Senate.
I'd like to win, obviously. If I can't win, I'd like to at least draw Democrats out to vote to support Mary Burke, who's a wonderful candidate for governor. You know, I think it's important to just put one foot in front of the other, do the right thing as best I can, and I don't control the results. But stranger things have happened.
Shattuck had been a longtime volunteer for the Democratic Party of Waukesha County, and she says when party leaders asked her to run against Farrow, she agreed. Both parties adopt the challenge strategy, even when a race is considered a shoo-in, according to UW La Crosse political scientist Joe Heim. He says competitors keep the incumbent candidates busy.
If there's no opponent to an incumbent who's relatively safe, that individual is likely going to go out, help raise money for somebody else, help campaign for somebody else in the state and move out. So this tends to keep them at home a little bit more and essentially to defend their own seat.
Heim predicts redistricting will ensure GOP majorities in the Assembly and Senate for the next 2 years. But he and WisPolitics editor J.R. Ross expect a few Senate seats to be competitive. They include the seats vacated by Senators Mike Ellis of Neenah and Dale Schultz of Richland Center. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.